My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gourley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 2nd of August 2009 at 5:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name's Joanne Louise Wilson. My date of birth is 13th of December 1981 and I'm from Chigwell in Essex.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
Not too bad. Not nervous or anything, quite excited, looking forward to it.
And how did you first hear about the project?
It was on the One Show on BBC One. I saw that you could apply for it, so I thought, yeah, I'll give it a go, see what happens.
What is it that inspired you to apply?
I think it's because it's something different and something that you're not necessarily going to be able to do. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And how did you react when you heard you had a place?
I was really pleased. I was at work when I found out, so I ran around the office telling everyone. Very excited.
And what were your colleagues' reactions to you getting a place?
They didn't think, because there were so many people that had applied, they didn't think I'd get a place, so they was all dead chuffed for me getting a space.
What is it you're doing for the hour?
Just taking photos of the area. So it's a completely different viewpoint, not one that you're going to get a chance to get again.
And why have you chosen to do that?
I like taking photos. That's what I do. When I'm out, I like to take photos, and that's just part of my personality, I think. I'm just going to go up there and be myself.
Is it a hobby of yours, taking photos?
Yeah. No, it's nothing professional or anything, but it's just I enjoy capturing a moment and being able to look back and all the memories that it evokes from one picture.
And what will you do with the photos after you've taken them?
They will probably be uploaded onto the internet. And I'll have a couple printed off for the office as well.
Have you been watching the project online?
I've seen a couple of people on there, just sort of bits and pieces.
And what have you thought of the things that you've seen?
I think it's really interesting how different people interpret what they're going to do when they're up there.
And do you think it's a snapshot of the UK that we're seeing?
Yeah, I think it is. You say all different people's interpretations of what they're doing and what they perceive to be either of themselves or as art is really interesting. It's quite fascinating though.
Would you say that it is art?
Yeah, I think it is. It's a snapshot of people's lives and how they want to be seen and what messages they want to get across. I think it is art.
What do you hope happens when you get up on the plinth?
I won't get heckled, hopefully. That'd be nice. Just to enjoy it.
Have you got any fears about going up?
Not really. It's quite high, but it shouldn't be too bad. I just won't get too close to the edge.
And do you have any expectations about what it will be like up there?
No, I don't know what to expect, really.
Would you like people to interact with you from the ground?
As long as it's nice.
Would you talk to people if they spoke to you?
Yeah, I'd return a conversation.
And do you think you'll talk to people on the internet, or will you just be up there doing your own thing?
I'll probably just be doing my own thing while I'm up there, yeah.
Who would you say that you're doing it for?
Just for me, really, I suppose.
And have you been following other projects that have been on the fourth plinth before?
I've sort of seen things in the news about different pieces going up there, but nothing, not really following it to an extent.
Were you aware of Anthony Gormley before this?
Yeah, some of his works. The Men on the Beach, I quite like that, and The Angel of the North. It's not one of my favourites, but I can see why people appreciate it.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
I don't know. I've not really thought about it. It's it's just exciting. I just think to be taking part in something that's quite possibly not going to happen again, and just to have your name on that list of people, there's so few people taking part, you feel really lucky.
Who's here with you today?
My partner.
And what have people's reactions been to you getting a place?
Generally pleased for me, excited, asking what I'm going to do.
Is anyone watching you online?
I think my mum's going to get up and have a look. It was too early to come down with me, but she's going to get up and have a watch on the internet.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
No, this is the first one I've done.
And are you interested in the arts generally?
No, not really. I don't know what it was that caught my eye about this. I thought it was something different.
What is it that you do work-wise?
I'm training to be a quantity surveyor.
And how did you get involved in that?
Just through luck, really. I sort of fell into it. It wasn't something that I was planning to do. I just started working as an admin assistant and sort of got pushed up through the ranks, which is quite nice.
Is it something that you enjoy?
Yeah, it is. It's a lovely environment working in.
Is the setting of Trafalgar Square significant for you?
I suppose it is. It's real central London. I love London. There's nothing you can't do here. And yeah, Trafalgar Square is lovely. It's somewhere that we used to come as kids. Mum used to bring us, and yeah, it brings back sort of childhood memories and stuff like that, so it is quite special.
Will your partner, who's here, will you be taking pictures of you on the plinth?
Yeah, he'll be taking pictures.
So you'll be able to compare those back to any that you've had from before.
Yeah.
And what are some of the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
My family are important to me. It's just being happy. There's not simple pleasures. nothing much.
Have I asked if you've watched this online? Have you been watching the other participants?
Yeah, there's not too many. I watched the first day. People going up, and I think a lot of people are quite brave, some of the things that they do up there.
Has anything in particular stood out?
All the costumes that people put so much effort into it. I can't think of anything at the moment, but it's just that some of the costumes and the effort that people put in is just amazing, really, really good.
Do you think it's a good representation of the people of the UK?
Yeah, I think it is. I think you've got to be quite sort of confident to be able to go up on there. So perhaps it doesn't quite show the shyer people who wouldn't apply for something like this. But yeah, I think it's been quite a good representation.
At any point have you felt like you need to perform or entertain people that are watching?
When I first found out that I'd got the place, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to have to do something. I can't just stand up there. But I thought, well, there's nothing wrong with being myself, just going up there and doing what I'd do. I would say normally at this hour of the day, but I'd probably be in bed sleeping, so.
Did you have any other ideas at any point, or did you always think you'd go up and take photos?
Yeah, I think taking photos was going to be the main thing.
And who would you say that you're doing it for?
For me, I suppose, really.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you first applied and to this moment now before going up?
I've been really excited about it, really looking forward to it. So I was dead chuffed that I found out that I'd got the place, and went through all the confirmation and everything as soon as I could. Because it's quite early in the morning and it's obviously of a weekend. Trying to work out how to get up here as well. I was like, I don't care, I'm going to get down here, whatever it takes. If I have to start leaving the night before to get down here, I'm going to do it.
And are you going straight home after this, or are you going to stay in the city for the day?
I think I'll probably go straight home and go back to bed.
And is there anything you'd like to add or tell us before we finish the interview that we might not have asked you?
No, I'm happy with everything.
Okay, thank you.